Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In this season, with like a good taste in their mouth, so everyone's fired up to come back and, take a veteran team to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you can win and feel good about yourself, I think you also have a better chance of getting more bodies back. Because every coach that I've heard interviewed or asked about this offseason, especially given the rules and the new transfer rules where you can just pretty much go wherever you want,
right,
they think it's going to be an absolute frenzy all over the country.
Yeah.
And look,
we'll see guys transfer. It's going to happen. It's going to happen at every big program, pretty much.
Yes, for sure. And I believe in Penny's recruiting ability. So I think that even if they do lose some players,
it goes both ways.
It's going to go both ways.
Yeah.
But I mean, in order to get back all the guys you want to get back, you just want to keep all the vibes perfect. So I think winning the NIT would be a great way for the Tigers to end the season. And I'm sure a lot of you guys will be watching that at 11 o'clock on ESPN tomorrow.
Story number three.
Deshaun Watson, his situation is not getting any better, Bennett. He has, of course, denied any sort of allegations of inappropriate conduct or sexual assault. But the number of cases against him alleging one of those two things, inappropriate conduct or sexual assault, is now up to 12, according to a Houston lawyer, and they've talking, according to the lawyer, and this is a story from ESPN, he has now spoken to, quote, more than 10 additional women who have come forward with reports about similar conduct from Watson after encounters.
Yeah, that's on top of the 12. So that's 22 total allegations that he's now 12 have, the 12 have filed a lawsuit, but 22 are, it's not a good situation. I mean,
of course, I mean, just to be fair, he has denied all allegations, so you definitely don't want to overstep, but I don't think this is going to help his chances of being traded either.
Or no.
Maybe the Texans just want him out, and they give him up for a lower rate, but it's going to be hard. That's just a difficult situation.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta bring it up because it's a story that's not going to go away. It's going to be one of the more talked about off-season stories. Just because there's, again, over 22 total women have alleged inappropriate conduct and or sexual assault. So it'll be something that's talked about over the next few weeks in the NFL, and we'll see what ends up happening.
Story number four.
Just go back and do a little NCAA tournament update once again.
Yeah. Loyola Chicago's blown this thing open. They're probably going to get the win over Georgia Tech, an undermanned Georgia Tech team. They don't have their best player today, so Josh Pastner is going to be one and done in the tournament at Georgia Tech. But they just took it down to 8-point game, but there's a little over 2 minutes left, so it's not over yet. But Loyola has the biggest lead that they've had so far today. So
bad news for Vols fans in town. They are down 16 to Oregon State with just under 12 minutes to play. Dan Wolken.
This is one of my upsets, by the way. I want to pat myself on the back just a little bit. I told GP, because GP was like asking about my bracket the other day, and I said one of the upsets that I had was Oregon State over the Vols, just because they, again, they're coming in hot. Like, they ran through the Pac-12 tournament, so I didn't think that they would just be, some easy out. But it's not over yet. I mean, 50-34 right now, but Vol's got to get something going. They still got a lot of time, but they better pick it up quick.
Tweet from Dan Wolken, who usually he's busy today, obviously.
Yeah, he's there in the tournament.
He's there covering the tournament. He tweeted, "What Tennessee is doing today is just horrific. I cannot recall a supposedly good team playing this poorly in an NCAA tournament game." Woof. That is tough. Dan being harsh on the Vols in this one. Worst tournament performance by a supposedly good team he's ever seen.
Yeah, so as far as like local, it looks like the Hogs, man. They're the ones folks might have to get behind.
North Texas also has a Memphis guy.
Yeah, he's their best player.
I can't remember his name.
I gotta find it. He played at Whitehaven. I wish I had it in front of me.
I'm looking it up right now. But North Texas plays later today. That's a Memphis storyline. If you want to follow them and you want to cheer for Memphian, you can cheer for North Texas. I happen to think Purdue's pretty good, as I mentioned to Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I didn't have Ohio State getting upset. I don't think the Big Ten has looked all that great so far because Michigan State didn't impress me last night.
Right.
And now Ohio State didn't look too good. So I might be with Jeffrey. Maybe the Big Ten was a little overrated coming into this thing. All right, when we come back, I'll be joined by Jeff Calkins. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
Memphis and the Mid-South's flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies.
The NBA season is rolling along, games every single day. Final Four be here before you know it. Fun times in sports, undeniably. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to enjoy them while enjoying a drink. And if you want to enjoy what I'm enjoying, try New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium, 80-proof vodka. Made from the finest quality grains. It is 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, so smooth you can drink it straight. And it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety: watermelon, lemon, coconut. The list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, doesn't matter, that is the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or inside a liquor store. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. That's newamsterdamspirits.com.
There are lots of great clothing stores in the United States. Lucky for us, one of them is right here in Memphis, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. James Davis is ready to help as spring weather begins. Performance golf shirts are just perfect to provide you with a new look on those Zoom calls. And for those of you who are back in the office, the lightweight five-pocket pant and sports shirt selection at James Davis is incredible. Meantime, James Davis is also running a special on Stant custom shirts. Buy 3, get 1 free, and it really is the only way to buy dress shirts these days. You go to James Davis, they take 3 measurements, and bam, you got a perfectly fitted custom shirt in a matter of days. And did you know pants can be done the same way? It's true. Right now, buy 2, get 1 free. Need a new suit? Throughout March, you can get 20% off all custom suits and sport coats starting at $6.95. And those Paul Battinley suits that are regularly $5.95 are 2 for just $7.95 right now. If you haven't dropped by James Davis lately, it's time to right that wrong. Again, it's in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, perfectly located on the web, jamesdavismemphis.com. That's jamesdavismemphis.com.
So as we head into spring and summer, folks are going to be getting out of the house, traveling more, and you need to make sure you've got a wireless plan that offers the same fast speeds wherever you are. And you're going to get that with Xfinity Internet and Mobile, because Xfinity has the largest, most reliable 5G LTE network and speeds up to 1.2 gigs in the home as well. This means you're getting great coverage in and out of the house with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi and wireless on the most reliable network nationwide. I've told you about that Wi-Fi. There's times we've got both of our laptops, phones, iPad for the kids, smart speakers, all hooked up to Wi-Fi, and we've never missed a beat with Xfinity, even at peak times when everyone's online at the same time. And you're going to get a great value when you combine Xfinity Internet and Mobile. They'll include advanced security and a voice-controlled Flex 4K streaming box at no extra cost. Plus, you're getting up to $300 in savings per year on your wireless bill. You've also got choices with Xfinity, with the ability to choose from a range of fast internet speeds and the flexibility to switch between unlimited and by the gig wireless data options anytime. And don't forget, as always, Peacock Premium. It is free for all Xfinity internet subscribers. I don't know if you heard the big news this week. WWE Network is now on Peacock Premium, so you want to get on that deal as soon as possible. So again, make sure as we head into spring and summer that you're getting the fastest speeds wherever you are, and you're going to get that with Xfinity. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or you can drop it to your local Xfinity store today for more details.
National contest data message rate supply.
The Parlay Payday.
Powered by BetQL.
Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today.
11K a day.
Okay, final chance this week to win $1,000, and then we will do it all again starting Monday at 7 a.m. But right now, you've got about 50 minutes to text the word PLANT, P-L-A-N-T, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. Again, text PLANT, P-L-A-N-T, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 with 92.9. Your next keyword is going to be, of course, Monday at 7 o'clock. But right now, plenty of time. Text PLANT, P-L-A-N-T, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now. And every day around 5 p.m., today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Drew Hill filling in for Gary on 92.9 FM ESPN. I now welcome on my columnist, Daily Memphian columnist, Jeff Calkins. Jeff, have you been enjoying the first day of the NCAA tournament?
Very much. And right now, I'm watching the Vols. Josiah James just went out with a sprained ankle, and they trail by 15. 10 minutes to go. It's going to take a little bit of an effort for the Vols to get back in this one.
How disappointing.
Otherwise, it's going to be get the F out of here.
Yeah,
you know?
How disappointing has this season? Like they had massive expectations coming into this year. They had five-star recruits. They got players back. They were great last year. What happened? And how much of this game have you watched? Have you watched the whole thing? We haven't had a chance
to
watch.
They just can't hit any shots. They hit, three of, they didn't hit a three-pointer till deep in the first half. They are Tiger-esque in their inability to score. You know, there's 9 minutes left. They have 37 points, right? I mean, that's and Oregon State's just giving them open perimeter shots, and they can't knock them out. That's the gist of it. That's what's happened. Listen, I don't know. They may still come back and win this. You know, you never know what's going to happen. But if they lose this game, I would then say their season is more disappointing than the Tigers. Relative to expectations, Tigers expected to go to the NCAA tournament and did not. But the Vols expected to go to, Sweet 16. And to me, that would be a more disappointing result if they go out this way. It's now, 52-37 with 9 minutes left.
Oof.
So, they still got a shot, but it's – they haven't been averaging enough. I'm going to stop watching. It's fun. And then the Oral Roberts thing was a blast, despite your disparagement of Tulsa.
I hate Tulsa. I just don't like Tulsa. I don't know.
I thought it was nice. Now they're down by 18 points. This is a joke.
It's a disaster.
They're 2 of 17 from three.
Ooh, that's a recipe for a 15-point loss. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we were given the play-by-play on the Oral Roberts game earlier on the show. So
that
now
was
we're,
sensational. Yeah. That little kid is unbelievable. Holy crap.
Yeah. 29 points. Yeah.
That was
like
fun.
That. Yeah.
I would say that, it's living up to the two-year wait. It's been just a lot of fun having him on. What happened to the Georgia Tech game?
It's on right now. Loyola Chicago's up by 11 with 39 seconds to play. Josh Pastner is going to be done after one round.
Yeah, you can't really blame him, given, you know.
Yeah, that's a tough draw. Loyola Chicago's a good little team.
Well, yeah, and then you have the excuse you're missing your best player.
Yep.
That's not even an excuse. I mean, as Penny would say, that's bad luck, right?
Yep. So we've talked about with other sports about how besides the NFL, like, nothing has been really quite the same without all the fans there and everything else since COVID started. I'm wondering, well, first of all, what do you think? How does this compare? I mean, it's not the same with no fans, but
it's
pretty
close. It's not
the
same with no fans. Yeah. I think
it's close. Here's why I think it's similar. It's close because we're still getting the same fireworks that we would get for the first round of the tournament.
Oh, it's been really good.
We still got the 15 upset. We got a shot to send it to overtime last night. We got a shot to send it to overtime in the first game today. Like, all the games have been so close.
The games have been great. But the question is, does it feel the same? But I think it does, really. I think it does. You miss a little bit the bands and the scene's a little different, and you miss that a little. But the truth of the matter is, watching this unfold, you seem to get that same sense of tension that, oh my God, they're going to do this. Oh my God, they're going to knock off Ohio State. This is going to happen. Ohio State has the shot to win at the end of regulation. No, he misses. All that, the feeling that you get, I guess that's what I would base it on. The feeling that you get watching the game on TV is the same feeling that you got watching the game on TV 2 years ago. So I think close to the same.
Did you ever fill out your bracket that I told you to do?
No.
I knew you weren't going to. This is the
didn't
same thing
no.
as, like, everything I ask you to do, you never do it. You didn't get the TikTok.
Yep.
You didn't just – it's over.
No, I could – I might do TikTok because – since I'm going to have another litter of puppies in a mere 2 weeks from Monday, I could join TikTok, you know, for the puppies, for the new litter. I'm actually considered that. It takes me a while to do something. That's the thing. So you told me to fill out the bracket. I'll probably do it by next year.
It didn't take you a while to get a new litter of puppies.
No, it did not take me a while to get. But you didn't tell me to do it. When people tell me to do something, it takes me a while. It percolates a little bit, and then I decide, you know what, that was a good idea that Drew had. So.
Speaking of telling people what to do, you know, these student athletes have been telling the NCAA to give them better food and better, and allow them to make some money off their name.
The men are complaining. The men are complaining, and the women are complaining. Right?
And I was getting ready to bring this up to you. Well, okay, so first of all, we should set it up. The women are complaining because they don't even have even close to the same facilities that the men have. If you look at just what they gave them before the tournament, like the gift bags were terrible.
It's appalling.
Compared to
their weight room is
fold up chairs and like one set of weights that's like 2 to 20 pounds, and they're just dumbbells, and that's it compared to the men.
No, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And then I almost found as embarrassing was then when confronted with this. And that's one of the great things about social media. The women took to social media and, started shaming the NCAA for the ridiculous treatment. And all of a sudden you got, you know, Steph Curry retweeting it. And
John
Moran.
John Moran.
And so then the NCAA says, well, it's an issue of space, which is just garbage.
Well, no, they just released a statement very recently from the NCAA VP of Women's Basketball and the NCAA Senior Vice President of Basketball. First quote, as a former women's basketball student athlete, it has always been my priority to make this event the best possible experience for everyone involved. We fell short this year in what we've been doing to prepare in the last 60 days for 64 teams to be here in San Antonio. So just saying they fell short on the first
now one. Their initial response was embarrassing.
Yes.
Then they were slammed for that.
And now they've said that and this too. We have intentionally organized basketball under one umbrella at the NCAA to ensure consistency and collaboration. When we fall short on these expectations, it's on me. I apologize to women's basketball student athletes, coaches, and the women's basketball committee for dropping the ball on the weight rooms in San Antonio. So they at least admitted now that they screwed up.
Right. No, that's good. It's an issue because I mean, it's a tricky issue because let's just say, okay, you were talking about the name likeness stuff, right? Here's what's going to happen when athletes can sell their name and likeness in sports and can, you know, endorse things and whatever else. The men are going to get big money, and the women are going to get little money or no money, right? And football is going to get big money, and men's basketball is going to get big money, and women's volleyball is going to get no money, right? The people aren't going to be. So the question is, the problem is that all of this is happening in an educational context. In an educational context, you think, well, these are all student athletes. The fact that one generates money and doesn't shouldn't make a huge difference here because, you know, because we're talking about an educational institution. This isn't a professional league that, you know, whatever. And yet, so what do you do with that? Let me ask you this. If it's okay, if it's an outrage, which I agree it is, to have the men's basketball players have dramatically better facilities than women's basketball players, right? Is it also an outrage if they have much better facilities than women volleyball players? And if not, why not? Is it just because they're playing with the same ball? And so does everybody have to have the level of facilities to match men's football and men's basketball?
I don't know if there's a correct answer to that. I don't know how to answer that. I don't know. I don't. What do you think?
I don't know the answer to that. Now, the advantage of the likeness stuff is what you're basically saying is, listen, we're not providing it. We're just providing an equal opportunity for all the people to be able to sell their name and likeness. And the market will then determine. But from our perspective, we are treating everybody the same. We're not supplying anything except for the opportunity. And then, but it'll be wildly different in equitable treatment of men and women and of, you know, I mean, partly that's, some of this goes to, that's the way the world works. It's like, why do investment bankers make a lot of money and teachers make no money? Like, that's not fair in our society. Teachers are more valuable. Why are teachers looking at the nonsense they have to deal with, whereas hedge fund managers are flying around in private jets, et cetera? Well, some of it's just like, it's capitalism. It's the way the world works, right? And so, and very clearly, like, I mean, look at the University of Memphis. Compare the men's basketball facility to the women's basketball facility. If you're going to be outraged.
I think that there was... at one point in time, questions asked about that and how that works with Title IX and everything, about why the men. Now they're trying to fix it, but for a while, yeah, they got the Lori Walton Family Basketball Center was only for the men's team. Yeah,
it's still only for the men's team, isn't it?
I believe that they've allowed the women's team to practice in there a few
But I mean, doing a good job on the Elmer Rowan Fieldhouse of refurbishing it. Is not the same as the brand spanking new, you know, stunning Lori Family Center. And so are we outraged about that? If we're going to be outraged about the women's basketball weightlifting, whatever, how outraged are we about that? So I will say I think it's a difficult question. But it shouldn't have been. I mean, the NCAA is, let's be honest, the NCAA is probably as little respected as almost any institution in America from all kinds of reasons, right? This garbage that they're doing, the serving cold food to the men and serving, you know, little crappy weight rooms to the women. And then the enforcement stuff is a joke. Enforcement stuff is just a joke. They're enforcing rules that no one thinks you did in the first place. You know, I don't know. Like, when's the last time you think, NCAA did a good job with that one, right? Never. Well, LSU is still in the freaking tournament. The whole thing's crazy, you know. And Memphis is probably going to get smashed. I mean, the whole thing's crazy. But anyway, let's see what's happening. Tennessee.
They're down 20. Now. 18.
Down 20 18. With 5. It's done. Tennessee's done.
Wow.
Get the F out of here. Yeah.
Oh, I see what you did.
Penny
there.
Would say, "Yeah, that's a rough one. This is a rough one. This is, you know what this is? It's Pastner-esque. This is what Josh used to do Well, people say, well, boy, wouldn't Memphis take these, you know, four straight trips to the tournament? This is like the beating that Memphis got from Michigan State. Now, at least that was in the second round. But it was like, no. And in fairness, like, if Tennessee fans are mad right now, they should be. You know, like, I know they did get to the tournament, and that's great and whatever else, but you should be disgusted with the performance of your team this today and the season. It was sure, you, and this is exactly what people say now in retrospect. They say, those four straight trips to the NCAA tournament sure look good now. Yeah, but that's fine. They didn't really feel like fun at the time when you're getting blasted by Virginia and blasted by Virginia State, by Michigan State, and that's what was happening, just like Tennessee is just now getting blasted.
Yeah, it's not a fun season for them. Jeffrey brought up a point earlier that I hadn't really thought about until he mentioned it. And he mentioned that he believes, because we were talking about Houston and the American in general, because I think after watching the game last night, because if you saw the Drake and Wichita State game, it was pretty atrocious. It was close, so it was exciting at the end, but definitely not a good game. He believes that as a league, the American is not as good. Like, it does not get the amount of respect that it probably deserves relative to how good the teams actually are. And I sort of tend to agree with that. An example that he used was UConn, right? UConn this year is very similar to UConn last year. Last year, UConn didn't sniff the NCAA tournament. This year, UConn is a 7 seed, and people are talking about them as a team that could potentially upset Alabama in the second round. So, is that true? Like, if Memphis is in the Big East,
I don't know.
Are they in the NCAA tournament?
I have a hard time defending the quality of play in the American after I just saw Wichita State, you know, lose to Drake. Like, I don't know what about that game made me feel. The American gets inappropriately disrespected.
So does that change how you feel about Houston, or no, because Houston dominated the league in the regular season?
I think Houston's a good team. And I think people are going to have a hard time with Houston because I don't think they're used to a team offensive rebounding that aggressively. And so I think Houston's a good team. I think you got to say right now the American is down. There's no way. Memphis is down off its historical standards. Cincinnati's a disaster right now. Houston's good. But who else is good? SMU is better than they used to be. They're mediocre.
They lost to Boise State.
You know. So I mean, like, I don't know what about anything right now would make me say the American's not getting the respect it deserves.
Right.
Last night they just lost to Drake and Boise State, for God's sake.
But I don't think there's any doubt Memphis is a better team than Wichita State.
No, I 100% agree with that. And if you watched what happened last night with Wichita State, you obviously Memphis. It should have been Memphis, right? And the problem with it is that there are two ways to look at it. One, you can say, listen, they told you what they look at, and that was true before the season began, and they looked at it, and we knew that quad one wins mattered, and we know what they take into account. They don't look at KenPom. They're not picking their teams based on their KenPom rating. They're picking their teams, and they told you what they're picking them based on. Memphis knew it. Everybody knew it. And according to that, the way that they tell you that they pick them, Wichita State deserved to go ahead of Memphis. That would be the one way to look at it. The other way would say, well, it's a stupid system when you very clearly know that they picked a lesser team. I don't know who would argue that they didn't pick a lesser team. So you can tell me that according to their recipe, they did what they said they were going to do, fine. Then I'll say, well, maybe your recipe's wrong. Like if your recipe had you put Wichita State in ahead of Memphis, when Memphis is better across literally every – you know, if you look at the numerical ratings right across the board, Memphis is better, and Memphis beat them head-to-head, maybe the problem is your quad one, quad two, quad whatever system, which, of course, is geared towards Power 5 teams because they get so many more chances, and they get those chances at home. Memphis didn't have a chance to get a quad one win at home, not one. And so it is an inequitable system. And so it bakes in. And so then you can say on Selection Sunday, well, we told you, and look at the resume. Well, the resume is measured according to this yardstick, and the yardstick you create, it has baked into it an advantage in favor of Power 5 teams.
Is there a team in the Calkins household that you guys are cheering for? Because you got sons all over the country. One went to Northwestern. They're not in it. Duke's not in it. Yeah, you guys have a team or
not? We haven't come together to say that we have a team. No, we have not. We tend to be Michiganders. We like Michigan because we have a summer cottage in Michigan. So I like Michigan, you know, less because of Giannotto, but I like – I'm joking. Joking.
He had a Michigan shirt on today.
John adopted him sometime along the way too. So, but no, I like Michigan. I guess I like Michigan, but no, I don't have a particular team I'm rooting for now. And then do I root for Houston or not? Are you rooting for Houston?
No.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Wow,
it's not that I dislike Houston. It's just that I don't really care about Houston. I don't think that Houston. I mean, I think Houston's got a decent pass.
You like Alabama, and you like, I heard you talking about Illinois. Do you also root for Illinois, given your Chicago roots?
No, I have a cousin that goes, I have a cousin and an uncle who both went to Illinois. And so I don't mind Illinois. I like their team this year. Like, IO is so fun.
No, I like their team this year, too. What's not to like? Right, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I just kind of end up cheering for whoever is. I like the underdogs, you know. I don't. Right. Like I said, I think brackets are a little overrated, so I don't even really cheer for my bracket. I just want to see chaos. That's it.
As I've said this a million times, I think unless you're betting on something or unless you're wedded to a team, it's the team of your youth or something, what I say all the time is that, by the way, it's down to 12 now.
Yeah, I got my eye on it. It's on the TV in here.
I don't choose who to root for. I discover who I'm rooting for. It's just you find yourself. You watch the game, and you find yourself rooting for someone.
I think Arkansas is a fun story.
Arkansas is a fun story.
They're a fun team to watch.
A little local aspect, yeah.
Now, that would have been more interesting, though. If I had not moved to Memphis and know what I know about Arkansas, I would have been rooting for Colgate as the right.
Right.
So I would have liked, but because I like the Arkansas story, because it's been so long. I'm kind of rooting for Arkansas. I like Arkansas. Yeah.
Well, now they're in the same.
I'm rooting against Alabama too.
Yeah. Well, I figured you were doing that.
Right.
Honestly, like we've been waiting so long for something good to happen, so we just.
That's exactly right.
We're so due.
Nice for those Alabama sports fans to get a break. Exactly right.
No, I like Arkansas. Arkansas is fun. They play really fast. We got some Arkansas fans around here. I'm with it and. Arkansas is in the same region as Ohio State, right? I'm pretty sure that they are. So Arkansas's got a good path to the Elite Eight now, you would think, at least.
Pig Suey Razorback.
Yeah, Woo Pig.
Exactly. Woo Pig. Yeah.
All right, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Hey, nice talking to y'all. See ya.
When we come back, we'll probably do some more tournament talk. It is Friday of the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Are you looking for the biggest brands in computers? If so, the place to look is still Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. This is Gary Parrish, and Cooper Systems has been a part of the Gary Parrish Show since day one. They never moved. Why? Because you guys have been tremendous in supporting them. Please continue to do so. Doesn't matter whether you're looking for a Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple, you can find big savings on the biggest names in computers at Cooper Systems. So just pick up a phone and give them a call. 360-9679, 360-9679. You can talk to Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper. Talk to any of the consultants at Cooper Systems. Tell them what it is you're going to be doing with the computer. Then they can find a computer that is perfectly suited for you. If it's perfectly suited for you, it's going to be better priced for you. So you're saving money at Cooper Systems. 360-9679, 360-9679. That's Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. sportsgrid.com.
Okay, so sports were meant for spectators. The roar of the crowd, the victory high fives. Even the upsets hurt less when you're with your crew. At Gold Strike's BetMGM Book Bar and Grill, we'll celebrate every game-making play and mourn every loss with you. The hottest action in the Mid-South's largest Vegas-style sportsbook. Serving crowd pleasers from wings and nachos, along with a large selection of drafts. BetMGM Book Bar and Grill, the king of sportsbooks, only at Gold Strike. Must be 21, gambling problem, call 1-888-777-9696.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
Hey, Jeff Allen, you got some deals over there that'll blow me away at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
You better believe it, Randy. I've got a 2021 Kia Forte, $135 a month lease.
That's less than $5 a day for a new car at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Plus a 2021 Kia Soul redesigned inside and out, $149 per month lease. And a 2021 Kia K5, $179 per month lease. 36 months, $3149 due at signing.
Plus, they all come with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah. 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 4K, NE319-491, MSRP 20,625, sold, M775-597, MSRP 20,660, K5 MG00-5560, MSRP 25,725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit warranty as a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 3/31/21, dealer stock only.
Need commercial and industrial pressure washing or facility maintenance? 901 Facility Services has years of experience, plus management, construction, and cleaning. They keep systems operating efficiently so you can concentrate on doing business. 901FS.com or 901-317-8210.
Duncan Robinson, one of the NBA's most unlikely success stories, celebrates underdogs from basketball and beyond on his new podcast, The Long Shot. Hear from athletes and others who've proven naysayers wrong. Listen free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
Good morning, privates!
Good morning, Drill Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Mom, I'm hungry. Popcorn?
We should live stream this.
Already am.
With this new plan from Walmart Family Mobile, I get 40 gigabytes of high-speed data for under $40 a month. It's a limited-time deal.
Ooh, watch out, loose ball!
Whoa!
That's double the data with no contract or surprise fees. Yay, buzzer beater! All powered by T-Mobile's nationwide network. Makes me feel like I'm a step ahead. Available at Walmart. Double data ends July 31st, 2021. Hotspot does not double. See terms at myfamilymobile.com. Walmart Family Mobile.
Switch to T-Mobile for Business and get up to 90 days of service free via virtual rebate on your business plan. You get a great deal, the largest 5G network, and first-class benefits like Microsoft 365 on us. It's better for business and only with T-Mobile for Business. Limited time offer. Stop in-store for details. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Virtual Express MasterCard within 8 weeks of receipt of valid submission. Complete port within 60 days. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
Enjoy a mouthwatering array of hot and healthy dishes with today's Perks deal. Half off $50 at Humdinger's Restaurant. Their entrees are built around freshly grilled gourmet fish, chicken, and vegetables. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Let me tell you about FanDuel. Add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action. FanDuel Sportsbook. There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. It's because their app is simple to use, because they got great odds on different betting markets. Because if you win, they're going to get you your winning safely in as little as 24 hours. FanDuel, it's where I play, And if you're wondering why, it's, again, because it's easy to use. They make fast withdrawals, odds boosts, and specials every single day. And right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place your first bet on anything, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 in site credit if you don't win. If you win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. It's a deal too good to pass up. If you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Go do it. It's an official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. Go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. And when you sign up, use promo code Gary. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Drew filling in for Gary on 92.9 FM ESPN. Bennett, the Vols are toast.
Are they? We got a 10-point game with a minute left. Yeah, it's looking like they're toast. Yes.
And Oregon State's going to the line here for two free throws. It's not looking good for Tennessee. Looks like they're going to leave the NCAA tournament in the first round. I think they were preseason SEC favorites or close to it.
So. Believe that's accurate.
Not the most exciting finish.
I think Pete Thamel posted it. Rick Barnes is 0-5. When he's playing, what did he say? Let me find this right here. It's I want to make sure that I say this right. He's 0-5 in the NCAA tournament. When here we go. Rick Barnes is reminding everyone why he's a coach that's hard to trust in the NCAA tournament. He couldn't get to the Sweet 16 with Kevin Durant at Texas and is an amazing 0-5 as the coach in number 8 versus number 9 games. Although this is a 5 versus a 12, so I'm not sure where that comes in. But still, that's not good. His tournament record is not great.
You are going to get this right on your bracket picks for 92.9. The VIP bracket pickers numbers have started to come in.
Where? How am I doing?
You are in a tie for second.
Okay.
You're tied with Jason Smith and Connor Dunning.
Okay. Oh, three-way tie.
Well, there's a fourth, Karen.
Karen Perrin.
Yes.
From the River, yep.
Karen Perrin from the River. The four of you are tied for second. John Martin and I are tied for first, but I believe I'm about to drop back because I did pick Tennessee in this game.
I took the Beavers.
Yeah, good for you. That took some guts.
I had faith in the Beavers, man. I got to watch them in the Pac-12 tournament last week. I had a feeling about these Beavers, man.
You know who's last? Among the radio personalities? Brad.
Brad, yeah. He always struggles in these kind of contests.
Well, credit to him, though. He went out on a limb and took Colgate. That looked good for a little bit. That was a big upset pick.
He took Colgate?
He took Colgate. Colgate was one of the teams
he was close there.
So, everyone missed on Ohio State.
Yeah.
We had a few Passner picks because I think, you know, you got the Memphis love aspect of this whole thing.
Yeah, I think I had Passner, but I think I changed it last minute when I found out his best player was going to be out today. So,
yeah. So anyway, if you want to keep track of that, you can go over to the 92.9 website and check that out. We still have a few more games today. The game that interests me the most just tipped off, Oklahoma State and Liberty. I want to watch Cade Cunningham play in this tournament. I think that Oklahoma State is a team that might be able to get to the Final Four on his back. And I just remember, and I don't want to say this like for sure, because I don't remember what the exact rankings are, but when I went to the Atlanta tournament and Peach Jam, I guess it would have been 2 years ago or a year ago. Yeah, likely 2 years ago. And I watched the Texas Titans play. They had both Greg Brown and Cade Cunningham on their team. Greg Brown was a guy that Memphis was recruiting big time and like very serious about. And Greg got a lot of the hype. And I just remember sitting there, and then Cade did too by the end, but at the time he, I guess, wasn't as highly touted. And I remember watching Cade Cunningham play and going, wow, this kid is the best player on the floor by a mile. I watched them play games against some of the best players in the country, against Jalen Green, against other people, and Cade Cunningham was so dominant and so much bigger than everybody else at that level. And I believe he was the number one recruit by the time everything wrapped up, by the time his AAU career finished. And then Oklahoma State went out and hired his brother, and that was the end of that story. Totally allowed to do that, by the way.
That's part of it.
If you want to hire him as an assistant coach,
that's part of college hoops these days.
That's part of how the deal works. So Cade commits to Oklahoma State.
That's so funny you say that, because I asked Gary, I was like, this was a couple weeks ago, I was like, when he was really rolling, and I was like, why did he go to Oklahoma State? And he was like, they hired his brother. Like, just the quickest response. I was like, yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, so you know what? If you want to go out and hire Cade Cunningham's brother, I would say that was probably a smart move.
Yep, it is a final in, I guess they're in, final in Indy. It is 70-56 Oregon State. The 12 seed takes down number 5, Tennessee. It's the first NCAA tournament win since 1982 for the Oregon State Beavers.
I want to know the last time all the 12 seeds beat all the 5s, because I think tonight we're going to get another one, Winthrop and Villanova.
And Winthrop's a one-loss team, so they're not bad. Yeah.
23-1. Villanova's without their best player and starting point guard.
Yeah.
I think Villanova's a 6.5-point favorite, so they could obviously – I mean, they're expected to win the game.
But Winthrop plus 6 is fun.
Winthrop getting 6.5 points, I kind of like.
I
kind of like the 12s tomorrow. As I mentioned, I liked UC Santa Barbara quite a bit, too. I think they're a good team that just plays in a conference that doesn't get a lot of love.
Yeah.
So I wonder if there's a chance for an all-12 victory opportunity out there. I'm sure there was a parlay somewhere out there. Somebody's got all the 12s. All right, when we come back, we'll do dinner to go and get out of here. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jared and his wife needed to get their home sold fast because they needed to relocate for a job opportunity as soon as possible. They talked to Josh Heisaw about his instant cash offer and decided it was the perfect option for them. They got full market value for the home without having to show it or have any open houses. Then they were quickly on their way to their new home and job. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Heisaw. Let your story be the next one. Do you want an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy, somebody who can expose your home to the most buyers and negotiate for the most money possible? If so, then Josh Heisaw is the real estate agent for you. The Josh Heisaw team of Keller Williams Realty promises that if your home isn't sold in 45 days, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll just buy it. You pick, and if you want maximum convenience, Josh can even make you an instant cash offer. There are flexible fees, no upfront cost, and if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. If you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. His name is Josh Heisaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 901-461-8147 is the number. That's 461-8147. He's online at joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
Hey, it's Connor Dunning. Everyone loves watching the college basketball tournament, but nobody loves it when their brackets get busted this early. So you ready for a redo? It's time to press the reset button on the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge presented by Geico. Sign up at radio.com/brackets, then get ready to fill out a brand new 16-team bracket for a shot at $5,000. It doesn't matter how bad your bracket may look today, because this is a completely new game. You can even compare your picks to mine. A fresh $5,000 up for grabs with the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge presented by Geico. Sign up now at radio.com/brackets. That's radio.com/brackets.
I can't believe it.
I know. Three-pointer, almost a full court away, right at the buzzer. Amazing. I've never seen anything like it.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Believe it, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. GEICO, proud partner of March Madness.
March's biggest tournament is finally here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $4 on an underdog, win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256. All it takes is a $4 bet. Don't worry if college basketball isn't for you. DraftKings Sportsbook offers great odds and promotions on golf, hockey, and so much more. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code WMFS when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code WMFS for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Medical laboratory scientists are in demand. Your analysis is critical in making sure patients receive the right treatment. It's indirect care with direct impact. Bellarmine University's 16-month hybrid program is designed for transfer students with more than 51 credits. If you love the science behind saving lives, Bellarmine University is your first step in making a difference. Become a medical laboratory scientist. Search Bellarmine Hybrid MLS and enroll today.
Their unmistakable music, their unforgettable hits. Foreigner is back.
You're as cold as ice.
The greatest hits of Foreigner.
It feels like the first
Saturday, November 6th, Landers Center.
Well, I'm hot-blooded.
Their music changed the rock and roll landscape forever. Foreigner.
For a girl like you.
Reserve seats on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. VIP packages available at ForeignerOnline.com. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
Hey, Jeff Allen, you got some deals over there that'll blow me away at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah?
You better believe it, Randy. I've got a 2021 Kia Forte, $135 a month lease.
That's less than $5 a day for a new car at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Plus a 2021 Kia Soul redesigned inside and out, $149 per month lease. And a 2021 Kia K5, $179 per month lease. 36 months, $3149 due at signing.
Plus, they all come with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah. 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, $3149 due at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, NE319-491, MSRP 20,625, sold, M775-97, MSRP 20,660, K5 MGW5560, MSRP 25725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit warranty as a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 3/31/21, dealer stock only.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but there's only one Memphis area restaurant that actually served world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a 7-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So needless to say, the barbecue is great, but you know, if you're not into barbecue for whatever reason, they've got something on that menu for you. Fried catfish, grilled salmon, grilled chicken, smoked wings, burgers. You can see the entire menu online at memphisbbqco.com. And if you're looking for employment, Memphis Barbecue Company is looking for you. They need more employees. They're busy, busy, busy. And you can apply online at that same website, memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. Just click the careers tab at the top. The application process is very, very simple. MemphisBBQCO.com. The address is 709 DeSoto Cove. Just take 55 South to Goodman Road exit if you're coming from Memphis. That's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, MemphisBBQCO.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
I'm just a puppet here.
Back for the final time today. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Big thanks to Jeff Calkins and to Jeffrey Wright for joining us earlier to talk NCAA tournament. Now it's time to do Dinner to Go and get out of here.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We've already had some big upsets in the NCAA tournament. Oral Roberts takes down Ohio State. Ohio State was a Final Four team in 22% of ESPN's brackets, Whew. And they are now out. So if you had Ohio State in your Final Four, good luck winning your bracket pool this year. You're probably in trouble. The Vols also went down 70-56 to Oregon State. Here's a little note from Darren Ravel on Twitter. Two of the biggest bets at BetMGM today were on Tennessee, $220,000 on the Volunteers at -7.5, and $110,000 on the Volunteers at -8.
My
Both
God.
Losers. Bad day for those guys. Bad day.
In fairness, those yeah. guys are probably filthy rich.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, still, that's still a bad day at the office.
Yeah.
So bad luck if you were on the Vols, and bad luck if you had Ohio State in your Final Four.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Well, obviously you got the NCAA tournament going on, but we're going to go with Grizzlies versus Warriors because the Grizzlies have a golden opportunity in front of them. Steph Curry will not be playing tonight. James Wiseman will not be playing tonight. Kelly Oubre is questionable. I think someone else is. Pascal's out for the Warriors.
Yep.
So they're missing a lot of guys tonight. The Grizzlies are fully healthy besides Jaren, so it's a great opportunity. You really need to get this one tonight if you're the Grizzlies, especially if Steph ends up playing tomorrow night. I mean, I think this is a must-win at home for the Grizzlies tonight.
I got the pun. A golden opportunity.
That's why I said
against
it.
Gold.
Yeah.
I caught it.
Yeah.
I'll give you some credit for
okay,
that one.
Okay, cool. I appreciate it. Yeah, but that starts. We got the pregame coming up at 6:30 with Jessica Benson, and then 7 o'clock tip-off with Eric Hasseltine on the call right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
NCAA tournament it is. If you're not going to watch the Grizzlies, watch the tournament. Watch both. Get all your screens going. We've got a ton of good games tonight. Wisconsin, North Carolina is the 8-9. That's coming up here at 6:10 on CBS. You got Cleveland State and Houston on True TV. North Texas, Purdue on TNT at 6:25. Rutgers, Clemson is the late tip, 8:20 on TBS. Syracuse, San Diego State on CBS. Morehead State and West Virginia on True TV. And the last game of the night, Winthrop and Villanova, 8:57 on TNT. And that's a game that we both like late tonight.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
I got three things for you. Triple header. Go read Chris Harrington's column on the Grizzlies. Talks about Morant's highs and lows, D'Anthony Melton, and how Taylor Jenkins is dealing with the rotation. Go read Danielle Lerner's story at the Daily Memphian, which throws out a few names she's been hearing could be the next women's basketball coach at the University of Memphis. And it's not out yet, but go read my story tonight after the Grizzlies get a big win over the Golden State Warriors.
Oh,
I'm calling the shot.
You're calling it. Okay.
The Grizzlies get a dub tonight against the Dubs. So make sure you go and check that out.
What's on tap next week?
I'm going to be back on Monday at least. We're going to have so much to break down. We got a pair of big Grizzlies games. We got NCAA tournament games all weekend. It should
Tigers
be fun.
Tigers playing in the NIT.
Yeah,
yeah, we got
Tigers
a lot
in
to
the
talk
NIT.
About Monday.
It's going
to
be a fun Monday, so we'll see you then. As always, thanks for listening. For Drew and for Bennett, I was filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
Let me tell you about FanDuel. Add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action FanDuel Sportsbook. There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. It's because their app is simple to use, because they got great odds on different betting markets. Because if you win, they're going to get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. FanDuel, it's where I play. And if you're wondering why, it's, again, because it's easy to use. They make fast withdrawals, odds boosts, and specials every single day. And right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place your first bet on anything, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 in site credit if you don't win. If you win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. It's a deal too good to pass up. If you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Go do it. It's an official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. Go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. And when you sign up, use promo code Gary. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
What's going on these days at the Fitz? You know, same old, same old. People winning jackpots right and left, then right again, then left again. Just the other day, Megan hit a jackpot for more than $225,000. What? Yep. Then Harold won $24,000 and change, Iris won $10,000, and Kayla won more than $5,800. So if you want to win, get over to the Fitz right now, like this second, because jackpots are jumping at the Fitz. Luck lives here. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Looking for fine jewelry for that special occasion? Look no further than James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is Jay Gaddis, and for over 60 years, my family has been here for Memphians on every occasion. Specializing in engagement, bridal, and custom design, we are here to make your dreams come true. Depend on us for birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's, or any day in need of a smile. We have an extensive selection of gemstone, diamond, and pearl jewelry, watches, and designer pieces. Shop local at Poplar near Mendenhall in the heart of East Memphis. James Gaddis Jewelers, your family's jeweler.
Why so serious? So we're so classic, you are wrong. And all the right ways on the
line. Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Indeed knows unexpected demand can stretch your business thin.
Leon speaking.
Like at Leon's Plumbing.
Sorry, quickest we can get there is next Friday.
To stay out of hot water, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Privates!
Good morning, Drill Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Mom, I'm hungry. Popcorn?
We should live stream this.
Already am. With this new plan from Walmart Family Mobile, I get 40 gigabytes of high-speed data for under $40 a month. It's a limited time deal. Ooh, watch out, loose ball.
Whoa.